Blog Talk Radio.
Are going very low tonight, and I mean low in temperatures, because if you're on the northeast side of the country, then you are like me and you are watching the snow come down, but it's not half as bad as what the news said it was. Not saying it might get worse, but I just have to say that for those of you who are not on the northeast side, but this is not the news channel, by the way. You are listening to The Down Low, and I am your host, Sierra Devi, and I am here with my co-host, Lil Lane. Hello.
Hey. I'm
hey.
Here.
I knew. Okay,
are
so
you not,
I have to
are you
this.
Free?
You're...
Go ahead.
Again?
Are you freezing over there?
Am I freezing? Okay, you know, okay, so you're not really from a cold state. Not that I'm from a cold state. I'm not, but I've lived in cold states before. Okay, so I have to tell you this. When it's cold enough to snow, that means it's above freezing. It does
oh,
get colder
okay.
in Chicago. Yeah, it has to be above 32 degrees to snow.
Oh, really?
So,
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because precipitation, but precipitation occurs above freezing, so it's been between 38 and 40 all day.
Wow.
But no,
okay.
And really not that cold, and the snow didn't even start until almost 4 o'clock.
Mm.
And
okay.
For everyone who's probably freaking out over what they've heard, for us, there was really no reason to go crazy because, okay, this is, if you live in a rural area, then yes, you need to worry about, like, getting your food before the snow started. If you live in the city, of course, you definitely need to do that anyway. But you have to realize this blizzard, supposed blizzard, definite snowstorm, is happening during the weekend. None of us would be outside anyway.
Oh,
we'd all
okay.
be in the house anyway. So, it's yeah. Now, if it happened during the week, that'd be a really, really horrible thing, to be honest. It would
okay.
just ruin all kinds of things. But things have been closed here since Thursday.
Oh, okay, so it's not that bad. I know my friend is near Virginia Beach, and he was saying they were getting pretty hit hard with the snow. And snow
I did
thunder,
hear that was
thunder,
so bad because they're
yeah.
on the water, so they were getting, like, the effects from the water.
Mm-hmm.
But here in D.C., the snow just started falling. I'd say we're probably at about an inch right now.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad at all. That's not too bad.
Yeah, we're
not too bad
right
for me, but not too bad for you.
No, not
I
for you. Yeah,
I
would say bad for you, but not too bad for us. We can deal with this. Though the news was like, oh, we got 6 new snow trucks. I was like, are you giving me news about 6 trucks? not 26 trucks, but 6.
And I have to say, yeah, here in L.A., they made it seem really bad, and then they showed this really horrible picture of a lady trying to get across the street, and she slipped right in front of a moving car, and it was just, I was like, oh,
okay,
my God.
The snow literally didn't start until, like, 6 o'clock. We went out for lunch and dinner. There was no snow. And
wow.
My parents called, and they said the same thing. It was really funny. And it, you know how they, as I'm on the phone with them, they show that side-by-side picture, and they show, like, people who are buried in, like, snow all the way up into, like, their ankles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I go, that's not what's here. This must be a picture from last year.
Yeah, they
are snow outside whatsoever.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness, that's crazy.
They hype it up. Okay, so you know what's crazy about this? And there's a reason why I'm going on about this one, is because this ties right into our subject. And you're like,
yes?
What? How? Who? When? Snow and cheating? No, it couldn't be that way. Okay, yeah, I went there. Yeah, I'm being silly. Okay, no, seriously, I'm going there. Just like we exaggerate humongous things to make you believe it about the
mm-hmm.
snow, cheaters do the same thing, and they believe it.
Right, they do.
They really do. Because, I mean, how many people, I'm willing to bet right now, you really thought I was, like, snowed in, my electricity was about to go out and all that, didn't you?
I did. I really did. First on, I have a couple on the East Coast that the flights got canceled. So maybe in
mm-hmm.
between, the weather is really bad. And then,
right,
based on what I saw on the news, I thought it was really bad.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. All flights have been canceled. And
okay.
That's probably a very good thing. Nobody should be flying in this weather. No one should be driving in this weather either. But we also have to remember, for the most part, unless you're like 20-something and you were going to the club tonight because it's Friday night, you were probably just going straight home anyway. And when the snow just started, if you live in the D.C. metro area, it didn't start for us until about 5 o'clock. And then it was
okay.
just drizzles. It wasn't like pouring or anything. And right now it's coming down pretty good now. But at this point,
mm-hmm.
wherever you are, you should stay. Or you should have planned ahead by this point. Unless
yeah.
you're cheating on somebody. Then you could use this to your advantage.
Right. You got stuck somewhere and you couldn't get
mm-hmm.
home.
Yeah.
You got stranded
uh-huh.
at work. You got stuck in New York for an extra day. And, yeah, all of that.
I'm telling you, they over-exaggerated it so much to the point that they started telling us about this snowstorm last week Sunday. When I went to the grocery store on Tuesday, water was sold out.
Wow.
And
the school closed early,
so
I heard.
School started closing early on Thursday.
Okay.
The snow didn't start till a few hours ago. Yeah.
They were trying to be prepared.
We were so prepared. Yeah, we were prepared at this time. But it is the South, so this is what we do. But, guys,
mm-hmm.
you know what? Okay, so I'm sorry. I've gone on about the weather. I'm so sorry for everybody listening to us. And, yes, I know you're going, is this the Weather Channel? Are we talking about what we're talking about or what? But we'll have to say this. It had a lot to do with, you know, one of the things, okay, so I really have to say this. So I'm hinting to this. Hell, I haven't even hinted. I've just outright said it, haven't I?
Yes.
Over-exaggerating is one of the biggest things that classic cheaters do. Over-exaggerate the facts. It's a classic
over-exaggerate and downright lie.
And downright lie. And by the way, so does your weatherman. But we're going to get you to chime in on this, and we're gonna name a few other things and some funny stories. We're going to talk about some real, I think we have some real-life stuff. Oh, if we
mm-hmm.
don't, I'm sure between the two of us or callers, we can get some real-life stuff. But also, I want to let you all know, you can join into this conversation. It's so freaking easy. It really is. All you got to do is call 646-595-4038 and just press 1. And I will have you on my list, and I will cook you in, and you can join right into the conversation. If you don't want to hear your voice, all you have to do is log into the chat room. I have the chat room open. I'm not actually looking at it right at this second, but if you give me like 5 minutes, I'll be looking at it. And just to let you know, just because you're in the chat room doesn't mean I'm not going to acknowledge you or your comment is off limits. Because I will mention something you say if I find it interesting, just to let you know. But if you want to join the conversation or just listen, it's 646-595-4038. And I need some water. I'm serious. I've been on this water kick all day today. I've been drinking tons and tons of water. I don't know what's wrong with me. But for a moment here, we are going to pay a few bills here, and we're going to go to some Dollhouse Radio announcements, and we are going to, we also have, music from, I want to say Mila? I have to see this again. I had it right in front of me. This is awful. I'm sorry, guys. Yes, Mila. I had it right. Mila J. We have some music from Mila J that I'm dying to play. So we're going to listen to announcements, listen to some music from Mila J, and we're going to get back to some classic cheater mistakes, like, and not the obvious ones, like, you know, the lipstick on the collar, but I actually want to hear some stupid ones. And I know everyone out there has one they've heard from somebody or they did themselves, and they're not going to admit to. So dying
right.
to hear this. We've all done it. We've all done something stupid. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done something stupid. So, okay, so we're going to do some Dollhouse Radio announcements, and next is Mila J and Diamonds, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become Spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Demma. 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 Girl that I came in with, down my main. The one that's sharing these drinks, down my main. The one celebrating a birthday, down my main. Yeah, that's my number one chick, down my main. The one that always had my back, down my main. With me and my babe broke up, down my main. She be the chick up on site, down my main. And don't let her get turned up, down my main. She my hero for a reason. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can tell her all my secrets. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cause I know that she gon' keep up. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I said that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she knows that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm telling.
Yeah. Yeah, phone's blowing up right now, but I ain't tryna talk, I'm trying to.
fly. All my bitches fucked up right now, but got the jewelry on me, now I'm tryna keep it tight. Now my nigga, he been trippin' on me all week. Now I'm tryna get my mind off the shit, and you know what I need. Yeah, and I don't give a damn who sees you tryna be. Sippin' on Dom Perignon for no reason. Poppin' tags up a echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I'll let her push the phone right now if she worth it. Ballin' in the middle of the club, no jersey. He don't want no liquor cause he been drinking that dirty. Bring the eight spot in case my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamonds on me dancing.
Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been
sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up a echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I'll let her push the phone right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. Drinking that dirty. Bring the eight spot in case my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the cocaine and the powder in the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit, but
guys, welcome back. This is The Down Low, and I'm your host, Sierra Devine. And that was Mila J with Diamonds, featuring Drake and Future, by the way. I had a few technical difficulties for a moment there, but I'm back. I picked the wrong song, but I had the right artist. I did it.
No, we heard the announcements, too. You killed two birds with one stone. We heard a little bit of the announcements.
We had the announcements. Well, that was our, you know, we've had a little problems with announcements for a while. So announcements are back. If you were wondering, yes, it's our announcements, finally. So, yeah, not my fault, but the last one, I got a little confused. I couldn't figure out which one was which. So, sorry. But you know what? What we're really talking about, we are not going to be confused about tonight, classic cheater mistakes. And I am so hoping that you are calling in with some really funny-ass fucking stories, and I really mean it like that because, you know, there's nothing better than stupid mistakes you make in your 20s that even you can tell when you start the story that this was not going to go right, but you thought that was going to happen. I'm just saying because I think those are some of the classic ones. And the reason why I bring that up is that sometimes is that when I'm watching, and I don't watch this on a religious basis, I'm not one of these people that watches it, but you know those judge shows, especially that one about married people, and they come in with things that they're doing. They're like, oh, I'm not cheating.
Well, which one? A lot of them do that.
Are there more than one of those? Okay, see, this is how much I do not watch.
Is it a lady
stuff.
Judge or a guy judge?
Yeah, the only one I know is a lady judge, but I do not know her name. I know she's just like a say it like you mean it kind of lady. I've seen it sometimes when I'm getting my makeup done.
Okay, I think I know who you're speaking of.
Okay, I have no idea what her name is. I will say this. I honestly, I've been to the dentist a few times in the last 3 months, and she's always on. And from the moment these people open their mouths, I already know you're lying. Don't even finish the freaking story. It's a lie.
It's so stupid,
but,
right?
It is. Well, and this is how I came up with this. I'm like, classic cheater mistakes, because sometimes, I think a lot of times people don't realize the things that are coming. Okay, classic here. We're going to go with a line from a movie here. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? In this tense, do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth before you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And some things are just really, really stupid. Guys, okay, so it sounds like everybody has a story here because I see you here on our lines. And by the way, anyone else who wants to join us, the number is 646-595-4038. Now, let me let you know now, you dial the number, you get to listen. But if you want to join in this conversation and put your $5, $10, $25, $0.50 in, all you have to do is press 1, and I will see you here on this, and I'll let you join in. And we are open to all views because we think that everybody has the right to be equally crazy. Is that
right.
The word for
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I agree.
So. Equally
so.
Crazy, equally that. We live in America. State your truth. Say it like you mean it. There's so many ways to say this. But state your truth, and it's okay. I'm not going to, well, yeah, I know, I hate to say
yes,
this.
Yes, we are.
We all live in America. So
but we are going to judge
I equally
you.
Have the right to judge you, okay? Don't hate me, just hate the game.
Yes, right, because we are going
to
do
no,
it.
I tend to bite my tongue, but, you know, just know, if you just go away, if you go all, well, I would say this, but that would start a whole nother debate if I mentioned it. But let's just not go on clueless on this, and I'll leave it at that. on that note, see, I left it there, right? Left it in the water, just floating slightly above. But I'm going to leave that alone. Okay, so classic. And if you're not calling in, just to let you know, the chat room is definitely open. So please, feel free to join in on anything that we are mentioning about. Okay, so I've got this. I know we were talking about classic mistakes. Do you have, like, a really funny, hilarious classic mistake? Someone, you knew they were cheating, and they told you some stupid-ass story that they were. You were like, really? Did you really think I was going to believe that story?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to hear it because I don't have that. I have the real classic ones. I have the ones where, oh, I just went to get a loaf. I literally have gotten this one. Went to go get a loaf of bread, didn't come back for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously? Your shirt's not even the same.
Right, or you went to play golf, but your golf shoes are so clean. There's no grass, dirt, or anything.
Hey, well, yeah. That's halfway believable. I got that. I went to go buy bread. How young I was when I heard this story. But, yeah, no, I got that. I went to go buy bread and came back 4 hours later. At least with golf, I might have believed it until I looked at the shoes. But bread, seriously? I even
it's
answered back with, did you mill the corn or what?
Right. Did you make the bread yourself? Yeah. Did you make
mm-hmm.
it and bake it? Yeah, all that. I think my stories are just like yours, pretty basic, but I've heard some good ones from family members. One of my cousins, she's played this game on her husband. I would never play this game, but she did. Like, they had sex, mm-hmm. and she pretended like she contracted something, an STD.
Oh, my God. That's a harsh game. Ooh, that's harsh.
Because she had cast suspicion that her husband, so she played the game. It's not that
okay.
funny, but her husband, he tells on himself.
No, it's not funny.
All the, yeah. This is, to me, we always say we want to hear the truth, but guys, we really don't. I'm going
to
speak for myself.
I don't think anyone wants
I
to
really
don't. Okay, I agree with you. I think no one wants to truly hear the truth, you know. If you have suspicions, you're probably right. Leave it. And I think, no, I take that back. I think some people do want to hear the truth. But even once you hear the truth, it might be worse. And for some people,
yeah.
hearing the truth does not make things better. It makes things a whole lot worse. If you just
yeah.
walked in. You know, some people will call it closure. It's not
mm-hmm.
always closure as much as the opener to a whole nother door. A whole nother door of crazy.
I agree with that.
A whole
but
nother door of crazy
husband,
that we might not even have known about at that moment.
Right. She always, like, tell the truth, because I went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I have something, so you might as well tell the truth. And his line is always, I went to the strip, you're right, I went to the strip club. And
I would have been like,
bitch,
what the hell you been fucking? What are you talking about? You went to the doctor.
Right. But he falls for
it.
I would
totally blame it on her. I'm sorry, that's me.
Like, I don't have nothing, right? He's like, you're right.
I'm going
to
blame you
to
the
strip
end.
Club. And he just got a blowjob. You have an STD, or you think your wife has an STD, and you're going to blame it like you just got a BJ from a stripper. Now, most of us know that strippers are serious about putting that condom on for a blowjob.
Oh, yeah. And you're not going to get STD from a blowjob anyway. So
no,
he
tells a little bit of the truth.
He actually got a blowjob at a strip club.
He tells a little bit of the truth. You know it wasn't a stripper, but she really didn't have anything. She got him, and
he told something.
So he told something, you're right. All I could think
between you and me, do you think it ruined it? Do you think she ruined her own relationship, or do you think because of what he did, he ruined her relationship? Because I'm going to go with, if she pressured him, this is my personal opinion, please don't hold it against me, but if you're pressuring that in line just to get the truth at that point, you're ruining your own, you wanted something bad to happen.
No,
you
she ruined her own
that.
Relationship. Well, she's...
I think she ruined her own relationship, yeah.
She ruined her own relationship.
We're not angels.
No. Because she's still there, but it's absolutely no trust. She's still there. So
she's ruined it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why I say that, because now at this point, do you think that now everything he does, she feels like she has to question it or ask if it's really the truth or not, or figure out if it's the truth? Every single thing that he does.
Yeah, she does. Everything she does. She's one of those looky-loos, the snoopers. She's going to figure out as much as she can. But she's played that STD game three times now. Three times.
Really?
And he fell for it three.
Well, no, he's just an ass.
He's a dumb.
He's kind of a dummy.
He's
come of a dumbass, too. And he's gone through this three times.
And it's been a stripper all three times, and she really believed initially that it's the stripper. I had to tell her,
okay, she's a dumbass too.
She's a dumbass too. Come on now. He's not at no strip club. That's what he feels like is safe to tell you, you know, because he can't tell you he's having unprotected sex with somebody. And I said, besides that, what a dummy. Like, isn't he wondering, like, where's the medication? Well, she actually went to hear it. Like, she actually went to the doctor and just told him, you know, I feel some type of way. Just go ahead and treat me before the tests come back because I want it now. She's gotten medication for both of them, and they absolutely neither one of them has anything. So he's really a dumbass.
Okay, you know what? I hate
to
say this. I'm going to go with he's not the dumbass, but she is, and he's just playing her.
Right.
He's like, oh, but I can keep going with this because she even knows this is bullshit.
They're playing it to each other. You're taking
these
dumbass
right
pills,
there.
And you nothing's wrong with you. She's taking the pills and nothing's wrong with her, and
mm-hmm.
it's just a big mess. I don't know how funny it is, but sad. But
it's not funny, though, but they're playing each other.
He's cheating with the strippers. He's claiming that he's cheating with the strippers every single time, and we know it. It's not the strippers.
At this point, he probably has a girlfriend.
I think so.
Who doesn't lie to him and put him through these changes?
But aren't you? But don't for to me. It's like, aren't you wondering who gave you something, or aren't you wondering why no one else is complaining that they have something? You just going along with the story that your wife is telling. It's crazy. But
that
for guys who cheat, if you're a professional cheater, it's called a hobbyist. And a hobbyist never tell on themselves, whether it's a little bit or the whole truth. I just think if my cousin's husband from the beginning had to say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anything. She never would have been able to play this game with him three times. I personally don't really want to hear the truth. I'm not a person that looks. If it is the
you
truth, it is
just
the truth.
Brought
I'm not
up
looking
something.
For it.
You literally just brought up something that I hadn't really thought about it, that just struck a chord with me. When you're a professional cheater, you're called a hobbyist.
Mm-hmm.
Never gave that 2 seconds thought to you just when, because I've never heard it put in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how strong those words are. But it only applies to men, though. It doesn't apply to women. When
no.
you are a professional male cheater, but you're a cheater. We're not talking about somebody who's single, and you're absolutely right. And when we say a hobbyist, we are not talking about somebody who's single. We're talking about somebody who cheats on his wife on a consistent basis. And it's not necessarily that he spends money, but he cheats on his wife on a consistent basis. And we call it a hobbyist because this is his hobby. And he considers it. The reason why we call them hobbyists is because in their heads, it's considered a hobby. That's why
right.
you don't feel like you're cheating on your wife. It's just a hobby. It's just something they do. It means nothing.
And usually, they're not going to get caught with those dumb mistakes. They don't want you to wear perfume.
Because it's a hobby.
Don't wear any lipstick. They're going to have a throwaway phone that they leave at work or hide somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That they make those phone calls from, they're very, very cautious
very cautious, and hobbyists in general, and we both have known hobbyists, they don't speak about their exploits. They don't talk
mm-hmm.
about it to their friends. You know, you men are very good at keeping your mouth shut. Us women, we're not
yeah.
so good at that. They don't even talk to their friends about their hobby. Because a lot of times
yeah.
they also spend some money. So they don't talk even to their friends about their hobby. Their hobby may be meeting with certain. And usually hobbyists have a type. Hobbyists
yes.
always have a type. It's so funny because eventually hobbyists have a type. And what do we call the women? What do we call? I don't know. I don't know what the word is for the other thing. But eventually we all start to talk. Because
mm-hmm.
women of the same kind talk, and oh my gosh, this is so funny, but we've even talked, but this just hit my head just now, to be really honest with you. Eventually, we all start to talk, and we start to realize you have a type, because every one of us look alike, or we have the same shape, or we have the same something. You have a type. And usually, hobbyists, the person they married, are nothing like the people that they see on the side.
Right.
They're
right.
completely the opposite.
Right.
In every
That's
way.
it's yeah, that you're right. But they're not going to get caught with the body glitter, or they try not to. They
no.
do their best
they're,
not
they're
to
not
get caught
with the body glitter or the lipstick in the car. It's not going to be I was calling this classic cheater's mistakes, but and you're right, hobbyists. And we say, let's just get call them what they are, professional cheaters.
Yeah.
Professional cheaters know better than to be caught with. They even go so far as sometimes have a bag in their car, or extra shorts, mm-hmm. or extra this, mm-hmm. or extra underwear. Or they even know exactly. They may even bring their own personal regular soap.
Yeah, they come with the whole kit, like what they used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they have a whole kit.
Like, yeah, they have a whole kit.
mm-hmm.
They have their bag.
mm-hmm. It's very crazy.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I think we struck some chords. Oh my gosh. Okay, just to let you know, the board is lighting up. I see you guys. Okay, so we're going to get to this because I know you all have things to say, but I know we're writing this, and I didn't even think that we were going, I wasn't going here with, actually, I had, you know, I like to leave my topics really broad because I want to go wherever it goes. But these are, these actually, classic, cheat people who are just learning to cheat or cheating for the first time so should learn a little something from hobbyists.
Right.
Hobbyists
Google
don't
it.
Get caught.
Yeah, Google it.
Just Google a little bit. But we're going to give away a few little trade secrets here, and we're going to laugh about some obvious mistakes, too.
Right.
And one of them is, if you're going away from home and meeting with another girl, go ahead and request. I don't care who she is. If you're sneaking around, ask her not to wear lipstick or perfume of any kind. I mean, if you're really good, ask her not to use soap that is heavily perfumed. Because us girls at home, we know it. I can smell it a mile away when someone's been wearing some damn Victoria's Secret's cheap ass. And I call it this because I don't do this anymore. But you know when you're a kid, you wear that cheap, fruity stuff. And as you get older, you wear the more expensive stuff.
Right.
We can smell that a mile away.
We sure can.
Oh, my God. It's so obvious. You won't smell it, but I can tell the difference between Bed Bath & Beyond and something I bought from Macy's.
Right, and we're very observant
difference.
Of those things. When guys start going out of the norm or doing things they didn't do before, our antennas go up immediately.
Immediately. And without even thinking about it, you're like, why am I feeling this way? I shouldn't feel this way. Wait a minute, this is weird. This is odd. What? Suddenly, he never used to care about his phone, but suddenly he needs to have his phone by his side. When did that happen? So, yeah, we notice these little things. Guys, you know what? I am going to get to you. I can see my – okay, so I'm just going to let you all know, you know, to join the conversation, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038. And as I can see, a whole lot of you have already done that. And I'm going to let you join here. Yes, I'm sorry. Everyone's going, please, I'm bubbling forth with the things I have to say. Oh, I get it. Totally get it. And I'm going to let you say what you have to say, but I have to take just a tiny, itsy bitsy 1 minute break. Okay, maybe 1.5 minute break. But I'm going to take a quick little break here. I'm so sorry. But you know what? We have these new artists, and I really want to, and I kind of actually really like Miss Mila J. So I'm going to play her really, really quickly here. Quickie dicky. That's what I was thinking in my head, quickly dickily. I know that sounds crazy, but that was just rolling in my head for some stupid reason, quickly dickily. Anyway, and then as soon as we come back, we are going to take all of our callers, and we're going to take you from the beginning to the end. I see every one of you. All you have to do is press 1, or just join me here in the chat room, because I'm watching the chat room, by the way, Joseph Tanner. Hello! And everybody who is sitting in the air and listening to us, we will be back in just a few seconds. But in the meantime, you're going to listen. God, I can't read this stuff. You're going to listen to Don't by Mila J.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up, and somebody saw next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fed up. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fucked you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt,
getting the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thighs. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, I'm just listening.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to me, Sierra Devi, and I'm here. I'm the host of The Download here, and you're here with me and Lil Lane, my co-host. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys. Okay, everyone is like, okay, so I see you all with your fingers on the button. I just have to say that because I'm looking into my switchboard just totally lighting up here. So I know you guys have so much to say, and I'm going to let it in. And just please just press one. The more you have to say, we love it, and we want to hear everything you have to say. But what we're talking about today, we were talking about classic cheaters' mistakes. If you have a story about something stupid you have done, or someone is cheating on you, and it was a mistake that was so obvious. Even if it wasn't obvious, when it came to you and when you heard about it, you were like, what the hell? Seriously, dude?
Right.
Or, you know, however you say it, because that's how I'm all like, really? Seriously, dude? Seriously? Really? I'm one of those. I'm like, really? Seriously? So this is why I'm going to play it. Like I'm really not even phased. I'm one of those, I'm not phased girls, but I come back and I slash your fucking tires. Yeah, I play that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay, cool, whatever. I really didn't even care about you anyway. But don't go home tonight because your house might be on fire.
Right.
I'm one of those bitches. So, and they say I love dogs, but I can't stand bitches. But
that's a good one.
But if you have a classic one, if not the classic one, I mean, I remember one time, and I'm not going to lie about this, I brought up this before. I had and the reason why I said that is I had a guy actually tell me he was going out to get some bread and didn't come back until like 4 hours later. I was like, did you fucking make the bread from the damn oat itself? What the fuck?
Right.
And he's like, oh, nothing. And then it slipped and fell into my ex-wife. I'm like, okay. Whatever. On that note, I mean, that's right up there with, you know, R. Kelly defending you and your Cosby. So, on that note.
Right. I heard that one, too.
That
pretty
one.
Crazy.
I had to take that one. Okay, so let's take our – okay, so we're going to go with the person who's been on the longest. Area code 708207. Are you there? Are you there?
Hey, yes, baby. I am. Hi, ladies. Hello.
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great, and we're enjoying Snowmageddon.
Well, I've lived a few of them. Fortunately, we have like a little, look like somebody took some flour and threw it on the ground here in Chicago.
Well, darling, I'm going to say this. Being that I used to live in Chicago and I was there during the time when there were so many cars trapped on LSD, and I was trapped way out by the airport. This is nothing compared to this. I literally have to go. And in the words of the Game of Thrones and all those books, first of all, I have to say winter is coming. Second, I have to go, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Because this is not a blizzard.
And I mean, I've been watching the news off and on all day. And, you know, I mean, it could be here. And here's the thing. And I know this isn't, you know, the Weather Channel, like you said. But here's the thing. Having grown up and lived in the Chicago area most of my life, it can be, you know, the Chicago metropolitan area is so large where it can be up north, way up north. It can be very little snow. And then down farther south,
it
can
be
6 inches
of snow.
Yeah, this
means a whole lot in one place and not in another. It
right.
Just,
so it just depends.
We have the same effect here, too. So, honestly, for those of you all who are watching, and I have to say this, especially to you because you're not here and you're probably watching this on TV, take everything they're saying and divide it by half. It's not that bad yet. Divide it by half.
And
we
also,
only have
you
snow.
Can look.
We just got. Okay, I think right at this moment we're at the snow at our ankles, at this very moment. But that's only in places where they haven't been plowed. But yeah, I think we're right at that at this moment. But it might be worse tomorrow. I'm not gonna complain. It's not bad. But if some of my fellow Chicagoans like you were here right now, you'd be like,
this is not that, huh?
Oh, this is. Are we
well,
still going to the
bus? You know, I mean, hey, 6 inches of snow is for people from Chicago like myself and few of your friends and listeners. 6 inches of snow, that's nothing. You know,
right.
When you get to 12, when you get to 12, okay, then we can talk to it. You know, anything a foot or over, yeah, then you're talking some snow. You know, like the last one back in 2000, even last year we had a pretty bad one on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, last year was bad.
The one that you put on Twitter, by the way, the one you were talking about, I was stuck in a hotel that lost electricity. So when I tell you that one was a bad one. And Lakeshore Drive, which was the only way to my house because I lived off of Lakeshore Drive at the time, it was shut down. I couldn't get home.
It was a mess.
It was a mess, and I was cold, but I was literally stuck. But I want to get on the
Where are you stuck at?
We're not going to talk about the snow. Let's talk about cheaters.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's heat it up.
Okay.
And, you know, these days, there's a lot of ways you can get caught cheating or catch someone cheating. And when you're in a relationship with someone, this has been a debate about being friends with that person on social media, be it Facebook friends or Twitter friends, and I've had that come up, and my relationship I'm in now, we're back together or whatever, but my relationship I'm in now, at one time, I knew it.
I'm just saying.
There's some things that went down.
There's too much love there.
All of that.
We got to save that to the next show, but we got to hear about that, Nathan.
Yeah, we do. You know we're going to have you on personally.
Yeah. I've been through some things with that, you know, in the last 3 or 4 months. But anyway, we didn't meet on Facebook, but once we met and started dating, we actually became Facebook friends. And on a couple of Throwback Thursdays, I posted pictures of myself with the person, my ex. And it was pictures. It wasn't anything racy or anything like that. We were somewhere, and it was myself, my ex, and my mother.
I haven't said anything.
Yeah, that one.
But there were nothing. It was nothing racy. I pay attention to everything, as most of my friends would tell you. I see everything, know nothing.
You know, but it and you know, the fact of the matter is, and is, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm still friends with that ex. And the fact that I posted a innocent, I thought, picture, which it really was, but some other people that were not friends of, they were friends of mine, but not friends of my significant others, made comments on the picture. Oh, that's so-and-so. You know, oh, you guys look so good together. And, you know, she's there with your mom and everything, which she was. It's a picture of the three of us together at a function. Yeah.
I have a question. I'm interrupting. I apologize, but
go
not
ahead.
So much.
No.
Because, like I said, you. I'm nosy. Okay, I'm nosy. And you've said me things, and I have paid attention. And when people, when I'm not friendly with everyone, but when you send me things, I pay attention. And not only have you posted that, but you even before that, you posted your heartache and your pain. And you didn't carry your heart in your sleeve, but there were hints to your heartache and your pain. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Of losing that person and them not being around for certain holidays.
Right.
Is he talking about, are you talking about the ex or the ex-ex?
We're talking about the recent ex.
Okay, the recent ex.
It's the recent ex.
Okay.
The recent
the recent ex just became the new, right? Am I right?
But Nathan, do you really think, even though those were innocent pictures, do you think it was a good idea to post it on
Thursday? Well, I thought they were very innocent. This is my personal opinion. I thought they were extremely innocent.
But do you think it was appropriate to post a picture of you with the ex?
At the time, like I said, you can always, as they say, hindsight is 20/20. I probably shouldn't have posted the picture, knowing how sensitive my current significant other is, and that's been one of the things with us. She's real sensitive about other insecure. I won't even say sensitive. Let's just say insecure about me and other people, whether I'm, you know, seeing somebody and that it's she's insecure. And
yeah,
so when
if
I
you
post,
weren't in a relationship, that would be different. But being that you were in a relationship,
well, my opinion is that she should know that he is madly in love with her.
I agree, but he knows she has.
That's my opinion from what I've seen, and I don't know either personally. But this is what I've seen over the time, and I'm going to go with. Girl, you got a man who's in love with you in their hands. Just deal with it.
You know, and she, I think things have kind of, over the last couple of months through things that have happened, I think she finally does realize that. But at the time, we're talking like a year or two ago, and it was not as cemented, we'll say, on her end as it is now. And like I said, it was Throwback Thursday, and I was posting a picture, and I didn't think of her taking it the way she would take it. I just thought it would be fun to post the picture, and like we, you know, the ex and I have some common
media,
friends.
Social media, it can get you in trouble. Social media.
Well, if you like the way you looked on that picture, specifically, because I do this all the time, I crop those people out. I'm a cropper. You should have cropped her out.
And I did have someone do that with another picture I took of someone. Now, this was totally innocent. A friend of mine, and this was, Georgia, how innocent this was. This was at church that I go to, and this was a couple of Easters ago. She was taking pictures, and she asked me to take a picture with her, and, you know, we had our arm around each other's shoulders and stuff, and she said, I'm going to post these pictures on Facebook, which she does a lot. I said, please don't post the picture of us with my arm around you. And she cropped it out. I explained to her what had happened before.
Well, honey,
and she cropped herself out of the picture.
You know, a pose is worth 1,000 words.
At least don't tag you with it. Tell her,
she didn't tag me. I said, don't tag me. and crop yourself out and all of that. And no, the hand was in the appropriate place. It was not down low. It was
a pose. It's worth
I'm
a thousand
it
words.
Was a pose. You know, so no. But if once again, my significant other can take things, you know, read things into things that aren't always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know,
yeah.
Then when you're, and when people are self-conscious and insecure, that can happen. You know,
right,
so
really does.
I said, and there was no room. I said, this was a friend from church. I said, but please do me this favor. I said, I've had this issue come up before. Crop yourself out of the picture so it's just showing me. You know,
oh, my God. Okay, never had that happen. Thank you so much for calling. You know what?
Thank you, Nathan.
You were having a classic story for us. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
And look,
you're welcome.
I know you're going to do a better job of staying warm than I am, but you know what? I don't know if you saw my Facebook page, but did you know there's a big gigantic penis in Sweden? Check out my face. He's like, what?
A big gigantic what?
Check out my Facebook page. Check out my Facebook page.
Oh, with the jacket you got on? Yeah.
check out my Facebook page. You're going to love it and you're going to laugh. I'm serious. You're going to laugh so much.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye,
ladies. Oh, my gosh. It is so funny. Okay, so we have another caller here. We have another caller from, 347. 347-409. Are you there? Hello? We got a bit of a static there. We're going to come back to them.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
347?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, how you doing?
You have a comment on who are we talking to?
Oh, Chris, I got like 30 seconds real quick because I was in the middle of something. But, yo, look, I just want to say
I'm so sorry that we interrupted your time.
Oh, no. But I know you guys got a little bit of time left. But what I'm saying is this, though. Why not just simply encourage people to live an honest and open life? Like, why keep you continuing? You guys all know.
You know, we could do that, but unfortunately, this show is not about that. Now, if we were a show about, you know, changing your whole lifestyle, then that would be the topic we'd be on tonight. But that's not what this show is about.
Well, my only situation is this, though. If you guys know what it feels like to be cheating on, I'm just saying, wouldn't it make a little bit more sense to, you know, live with a little bit more integrity and encourage more integrity? If
it really would.
Multiple people,
but it wouldn't be the topic
people,
of our show. It would really,
it really
be
would,
a great
but
show.
We're, you know,
but
some people have made mistakes in cheating.
And
we're
what?
Not promoting cheating. We're talking about cheating mistakes.
We're going with the topic. But I think what you're saying is a really great idea. And I think
you
should really promote
right?
that. But not here.
But check it out. I'll have
No, I'm not doing that. Please don't
go ahead.
What our topic
say?
Here.
What
I'm sorry.
About
I have the
what
right
did you
to
say about
that
our hobby?
I don't know. But
oh, you're talking about, okay. He was about to say something about a hobby. Okay.
I don't know. Don't care. I'm be honest
you're
with you.
Right
I don't care.
That.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'll
right.
be honest with you. Our show, if you want to talk about being a better person and doing what you're doing better, then you should be on a show. You should do a show. That's not what my show is about. My
That's
show
true.
Is particularly about this and this particular. So I'm not trying to promote a new topic. Why? Because because this particular topic is interesting to me and to the people who are listening.
And we want
people
to feel free.
We
want people to feel free to call in and discuss whatever their
exactly.
issues
I'm
are.
Not here to. My here is not. I'm my job here is not to enlighten your life,
right?
Or to make you a better person. It's also not my job to judge.
Right.
It's not my. What I am is if we're talking about things that involve you or people you know. Or let's talk about things that actually happen. No matter what. So we're going to go into a little bit of overtime. We're going to take another caller because guess what? We still have callers.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another caller. Area code 347-409. Are you there? 347. Did I do this again? I probably did. So we're going to
yeah, I think
that
you went back. That was a 347.
I
he
think
was
I went back.
Seven.
Let's go to 708-560. Yeah. 708.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello. You know, you're right. I did take one caller twice, but he's okay. He understood. he didn't want to be part of this conversation anyway. Anyway.
Right.
Oh my God, was that me? Was I mean? I was mean, wasn't I?
No. Sorry. I wouldn't say too much. You stand firm on where the subject matter lays, and I honestly, if I was trying to be a better person, I don't know if that would be the right show to call.
you just call a show about not messing around with married women.
It is not about finding solutions. It's basically identifying what people do and mistakes they make about it. It's not about making improvements. It's just identifying.
Exactly. We're identifying things.
Observations out there. Yeah, what they do with that information is all up to that individual. So, like, hey, you know what? I've been doing too much of this stuff. I'm getting caught. You know what? Maybe I should just stop this. Or, like, maybe I have to be a little bit smarter about that. It's all about the individual that needs to do what they need to do. So,
very, very true. Very true.
So I'm just saying hello, hi, Lola.
I don't know. You just read it. You just read it, honey. Okay, guys, I just want you to know, I'm not generally that rude, but I do not like it when people go off subject. It is one of my pet peeves when you go off subject. And I'm like this even when I'm in general conversation with my friends. Don't go, we're not judging anyone. This is not what it's about. Don't get into, I'm not into that. Look, if you want to talk about the Oscars, I'm not going to get all political with you. Because you don't want to hear my politics right now. And my politics may not agree with you. We may not be friends when we get over this. This is an open forum. This is not about changing your life. It's not about your politics. This is not about how you feel and what side it is. It's just what is what is. This exists no matter what. You can't avoid it. Infidelity exists no matter what. You cannot avoid it.
It's like you either deal with it or just be totally blind to it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most
serious person has cheated at one point or time in their life, maybe at least once. Not saying they're a serial cheater. I'm not even going to go there because that's not true. But we have done things that we have considered. We've been on one end of the spectrum or the other. We've considered, we've thought about, and things that made us go, that's what this show is about. Things that made you go,
I do want to go back, though.
Let's take it back. Let's go there. Okay.
I was finding it very interesting on the topic, like, on a side note that you mentioned, some people mm-hmm. can't handle the truth. Some folks don't want to know the truth or whatnot. I find that very interesting because a lot of times we form connect. People in general are social creatures. And
yes,
some people can be, there's one extreme and another. Like, you could be totally devoted to your mate, not cheat on them, but there are some people that take it too far by being obsessive with that part.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, like, some people can't be dedicated to that one person. They have that.
The truth. Okay, yeah.
They can't handle it. Yeah, so, like, and that's a matter of fact. Like some people just don't want. They have this option on how a person should be or whatever, what their mate should be, and they just turn a blind side to whatever wrong they did. Like, oh, that's how they are. That's how they just write it off, and they don't see that truth.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying some people, when you say literally can't handle the truth, literally when they see that someone is doing something in front of them to the point where they have to prove it to themselves that they're being cheated on or this is happening, and even still they can't handle that. But why even go
just
that
like,
far? Because you already knew the truth in the first place. And
it's,
so you
it's
couldn't
like,
even handle
like,
the truth when it's presented right in front of you.
Yeah, it's like somebody said, like, oh. It happens. It's not even about infidelity. It's like a mom seeing their son doing a bad thing, everybody said, like, you know, that's a bad scene. No, that's my baby. He didn't do no wrong.
The
He's
acting.
Just having some issue. It is being blind to the
topic.
Obvious.
Okay, I know this is crazy, and I hate to interrupt you, but I think this is a really good topic. And the reason why I think this is a good topic is as a general rule, and Lola, you have to tell me if you agree with this or not. As a general rule, women usually can't handle the truth, whereas men either do one way or the other. But women usually are like, okay, no, you're not really that way, but you're still going to try no matter what. I'd like to find out if women are always the ones who can't handle the truth, because I don't think that's a gender thing. I think people can't handle the truth most of the time.
Guys would go ballistic if they find something about, like, their whole world is shattered. Uh-oh.
I think I lost her.
I'm here.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
There you will.
I'm here. For me, okay. I, like you say, most people already know the truth, period.
Yeah, I think
so
they already
need
know
to
the
already,
truth most of the time.
I'm going to make the decision what I'm going to do based on what I already know. But I'm not going to go looking, because I'm not going to, that's what I'm saying. I don't need you to tell me I had sex with Mary Jo yesterday at 10 o'clock.
Right.
I don't
need that in my face at all. See, I'm with
I don't,
you. Lola,
I'm not trying
you.
To hurt myself.
If
I'm
I
not
know,
trying to hurt myself.
I'm probably right anyway, but I'm one of those kind of women. Like, well, and I shouldn't say women. I think it's a people thing. Because I think guys do it too. Some people need to know. They need to literally see it in their face. And most of those people, even once they see it in their face, are still not going to deal with it. Some of us, we don't even need to see. We don't want to see it. We're just like hearing it and knowing that it probably is true is enough.
So for my cousin, why are you looking for those pictures? Why do you want
to I don't need the pictures.
And you're
proof.
Not going to do anything with the truth that you have. Why are you searching for the truth and you're not going to do anything with it? All you're doing is hurting yourself.
Because if I see pictures of my man fucking another girl, I'm probably going to go fuck her and fuck him at the same time and then walk. I'm going to do something real horrific when I get done. So I don't need these pictures. I already know you did it. So
now you know you're burning that man. That 347, now you know you're burning his ears up right now, right? No,
you do it.
But I don't, one thing, guys that are cheaters, some things you really need not do, and that's take pictures. You should not be videotaping like the lady on TV, Tanisha Arnt, whatever
serial
her name is.
Cheaters don't take pictures.
Yes, why would you videotape it? You should have a clear picture of it in your mind. You don't need to go back and read
No. If I had a joke about it, it's like real cheaters, real hobbyists, they'll be like ghost electronics. Like, you do not sense, they don't show up on camera. They're like a ghost or a vampire. They don't show up on the picture right there. Like, who's that? No, there's sun blocking that area. You don't see his face.
Yeah, they do. They're really good at it. Because this is their thing. Because it's not a real relationship for them.
Yeah, I was always told that it's integrity even in the hustle. So I'm going to say this. Not that you should be cheating.
Oh, you came a real hustler, didn't you?
But it's integrity even in that. You know, even in the hustle, you should have some type of integrity about it, whether it's good or bad. That's how I feel, personally.
I have to admit, in my final comments on this is we have to go, unfortunately, we're getting towards the end of our game. Yeah, we had game. At the beginning of this episode, we had game.
And don't hate
but
the player, hate the game.
Hate the player, hate the game.
Game?
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to give my final few words here, but you were so right. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so all much right. for calling in.
Of course.
You know, I have to I got to say this. You know, the one thing when I was pulling this up and I was going classic cheaters, mistakes, and I didn't want to go with classic. Like, this is why I mentioned things like perfume, lipstick on the collar. But you know what? Classic cheaters are hobbyists. And what you don't realize is guys who just guys who just cheat with some random, and I really mean random, are not classic cheaters, or at least they're not good ones, because good cheaters are called hobbyists. And Lola, you pointed that one out. They're called hobbyists.
Right.
And they know their game. And you're not going to find, they probably don't even use their own phone. They know what a burner phone is. Is that something new to them? You're not going to find, you're going to have to do some real research. When you can find something as easy as something classic as, like, lipstick on the collar, or, and in saying this, and this is where I'm going here, in saying this, if you can find something so classic as lipstick on the collar, or something in his phone, or him text messaging at midnight to some girl, he wanted to get caught.
Are stains on your sheet? Stains on your sheets.
Stains on
that
your
you know,
sheets.
That you
this
know
person
that's not
wanted
yours,
you to catch them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We live in the 21st century, not the 19th century. That's bullshit.
Right.
And it's so easy to not get caught doing stuff. And why would you do that unless you wanted to get caught? And honey, I don't mean honey to you, but honey to any girl listening at this point. And I really mean this to girls, and I'm sorry if you're over 30-something and you're still doing this. You're always in charge. Don't let a man run over you. You nip that shit in the bud.
Right.
If you feel something happening, you don't have to see it proved to you. You just go, I'm not going to deal with it. Done. Bye.
Right.
And they'll prove
right.
it to you it's not happening or it is happening. You know, you don't have to do all that. But that whole... Oh, I smelled perfume on his collar thing. What is this, the 19th century?
Right.
Actually, we can go as far as to say this. What is this, the 20th century? No, it's the 21st century. Lipstick on the collar, that kind of craziness, when you have swipe right and swipe left, not even called for. Not even
right.
called for.
You're only treated the way you're allowed, you know, the way you allow somebody to.
And,
so you
and
have
you
to...
just named it. You're only treated the way you allow yourself to be treated. So don't blame the guy. Blame you. You're only treated the way you allow yourself to be treated. Personally, I won't put up with any kind of crap like that at all. So even if I suspect it. Now, don't get me wrong. I do truly believe that your phone is your own private... I think you should treat your phone like you treat your wallet. In my case, a lot of my credit cards are on my phone. So, yes, it's locked. But you know when somebody's doing some shady stuff. If you have to guess, then you're right.
Yeah.
If you have to guess, then you're right. So, well, guys, you know what? I'm sorry. I know we've gone over, but I have to say this. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Down Low, and I am your host, Sierra Devay, and we're going to tell you where you're going to hit us up, but guess what? We have one more show before we take a short break here from the Down House Radio. We're going to take a break during the whole month of February, but during the month of February, you're going to get to listen to all of our favorite shows. We're going to do a big old rewind of everything, but in the meantime, we're also going to answer all of your questions, and all you have to do is go to thedownlowlive.com. I'll repeat it again. TheDownLowLive.com, because sometimes I just blow words. Maybe I should go to a speech therapist. Sometimes I just blow words. Anyway, I do it. I notice I do it sometimes just in regular talk. I'm just like, blah, and I'm not Dracula. But catch us on TheDownLowLive.com, and we'll be answering all your questions for the whole month of February while we're down. You can also catch us on TheDownLowLive. We will be doing I did my first Periscope for TheDownLow. I'm sorry, because I really thought I was doing it for Sierra Devay, but we will be on, I will definitely be on Periscope all month.
I saw that.
I
know. Right?
I had it mixed up. I'm getting used to it. I was testing it for the first time.
Okay.
Sorry, you got to see the stupid snow coming down, didn't you? I was like, yeah, there's snow. There's no snow here. But I will be periscoping. Also, we'll be answering your questions. All you have to do is log into the website, downlowlive.com. And if you have any questions about relationships, about being the other man, the other woman, anything, trust me, we do not judge, and we will never, we will try, okay, I'm not going to say never, but we'll try our best not to be judgmental.
We do, but we don't hold it against you. We judge, but we're not holding it against you.
Yes. Lola, you got it right. We promise we will not hold it against you because we've probably done it and we know someone who's done it, something
right.
like that. But we will answer very honestly and anonymously. Another word I have a hard time saying, anonymously. I like that word. That if I don't know how to say it, it could just roll off the tongue. Blah, 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 blah. Anonymously. No. No, it's not going to work. I'll just sound like I'm six. Anyway. On that note, you know, we said where you can find our show, but Lola, where can we find you? Because you know what? We're not going to see you again until March.
Right. I'm on Twitter, Lola Lane Triple X, My Sensual
mm-hmm.
Secrets Instagram, and also the Download Live. You can reach me there also.
Ooh, My Sensual Secrets. Okay, so we're going to definitely add that to the DownloadLive.com. Ooh, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Okay, well, Lola, we're not going to have you. We're not coming back to March 4th. Okay, no, for guys, no. We have one more show. Just one more show. And then we're off until March 4th. Until then, I will be here. And I'm here, there, everywhere. You name it, I'm there. And I'm on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. But I'm always under Sierra Devi. And there's no other name but mine. On that note, love you guys, and thank you so much for listening to my show tonight. And please stay warm, stay safe. And I hope if you're in the Northeast, I really, really, really hope that you have a like warm scarf. Hey, I'm not going to really go there and like make you feel all bad about being in the winter. I know, we've been scared enough already. But if you have a warm scarf, I'm very happy for you, and to stay and snuggle in with your loved one or your immediate other. On that note, I'm going to take you out with Drop It by Trevor Jackson, because I just want to try something new. But we're going to drop it. So talk to you then, and we will see you next Friday.
Good night.
I'm from the nap, she give me Cali love, when she fall in love, I taste second. She set the bar, she get A plus, when she do my dance, I can't wait, wait. Drop it where you are, I can't wait, for you to pop that girl, no.